The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, guys, just a quick reminder, there are only 56 days left until the November 3rd election. 56 yeah. days yeah. until the November 3rd election.
So come on, y'all. Right, we so can do please. This. We can do this.
So go right now to get registered at vote.org. That's vote.org. And also get your dates as to when you can early vote in your state. Very important because we want to early vote. All right. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on dating, on relationships, sex, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. It's just that simple. You can do it. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. You hear that? Right here?
Poppy,
right
Shirley. Poppy.
Buckle up. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, don't bring any more kids to my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 62-year-old married man, and I've been married for 30 years. My wife and I have one daughter that is 31 years old, and she still lives in our house with her husband and their three children. And she had the nerve to announce that she wants another child. I have told her not to bring any more kids to my house, but she thinks I'm joking. Our daughter and her family need to leave our house, or I'm going to leave our house. When my daughter went off to college, my wife and I purchased the 5-bedroom home of our dreams, and we wanted to have space for our mothers and grandchildren to come visit. The intent was for them to visit, not move in. Our master bedroom is on the first level, so my daughter and her family have the upstairs level of the home to themselves. Each one of the children has his or her own bedroom, so it's a perfect setup for them. I work a full-time job, and I'm tired of coming home to screaming kids and toys spread out all on the floor. My wife says I'm overreacting because she loves having our grandchildren with her all of the time. She doesn't even mind that she's being used as a built-in babysitter. My son-in-law does pay his share of the bills, but I have encouraged him to save up so he can get his own dream home soon. He and my daughter always say that they can't afford a home in an area with an ideal school system like ours. I told them that they could use our address to send the kids to school, but they need to move out. This has caused a huge rift in my marriage, so I need your help. I'm honestly thinking about leaving, and my wife doesn't understand why. Please help. Whoa, what a dilemma. This is a family situation here. Unlike, you know, I mean, this is serious. This is serious. I'll just put it like that. And I completely understand how you feel. We've said it so many times on this show that your home should be a retreat. Your home should be your solace. Your home should be your sanctuary where you can come and just chill after a long day, after work. Who wants to hear screaming kids and toys and all that? This is your home. Who wants to deal with that? No one should ever feel like a prisoner in their own home. And what your daughter and her family are doing, it's selfish and it's inconsiderate, and they really have no right to do it. And I think your wife is wrong too, because she's siding with your daughter. Sure, she loves her grandkids. Sure, okay, who doesn't love their grandkids? But I mean, I think she has her priorities mixed up. Your wife does. Your wife is putting your daughter up there where you should always be. So you have no allies in this situation, and they're not trying to hear anything you have to say, Dad. I suggest you have a real serious talk with your wife and let her know exactly how you feel once and for all. I mean, she's not taking you seriously either. I think that you need to tell her that you're seriously thinking about walking out and that this marriage is in trouble and this was the house you wanted to get for her. I think you need to express all of those things. Hopefully, she'll get on board with you. You are her husband. I hope she'll support you. You got to let your daughter and her family know that they have to go. You got to do it. You got to give them a time frame. You got to tell them you're going to change the locks after that. Say 3 months, say 6 months even, since they have kids. That'll give them enough time to find their home and all of that, to find a new place to live. Help them start packing as well, because they need to know that you're serious. I think once you do that, they will start taking you seriously and realize that they have to go. Everyone knows that Steve's out today, so we're going to hear from the fellas on this one. Jay, you're up. Don't bring any more kids to my house.
This man has been through enough. He says he's worked hard. He has the home that he's always wanted. His daughter went to college. When she went to college, he figured that she would be gone. What she did was brought back a husband. Then she brought one kid. Then she brought another kid. Now she has three kids. I don't know if you know how to cuss, sir, but you need to learn how to cuss real hard. Now, these kids, they might be right at the cussing age where you can cuss these kids completely out and lay it on them really hard. So that your daughter will pick these kids up and get out of there. And they need to be, like Shirley said, they need to be put out. Yeah. Now, you don't give them a time. They've had enough time. put their ass out tomorrow.
They got kids, Jay.
Put them out tomorrow. And if your wife has a problem, put her ass out, too, because what you have not had in this house is peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. So you put the daughter out with the kids. If your wife looks at you funny, and you might get a funny look, put her ass out, too. Yes. And you're going to have a peaceful house.
You are bitter,
that's the way
man.
I see it, and that's the way it ought to be.
I ain't mad at you, Jay.
Everybody need to go.
Come on, bitter man. Yeah.
I mean, they really are taking advantage of the dad. I mean, I'm sure he paid for college and all. And what kind of man is her husband? You know, so what, he pays all the bills. Yeah,
no more discussion. None. Tomorrow, y'all got to go. Dad? Y'all got to go to. But Dad went today. But we need more time. Get your all ass right out today.
Junior and Tommy, we'll hear from you after the break. Part two coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, don't bring any more kids into my house.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. We got to recap this Strawberry Letter. The subject, don't bring any more kids into my house. It was written by a 62-year-old married man. He's been married for 30 years. Uh, he He has one daughter with his wife of 30 years. They bought their dream home, 5 bedrooms. He sent his daughter to college, I'm sure. Then here she comes back, like Jay said earlier, with a husband and 3 kids. And she's thinking about having another one. The problem with that is the daughter and the husband and the 3 kids live with the mom and dad. The dad is sick of it. He comes home from work, screaming kids, toys everywhere, just a mess. He wants some peace and quiet. And his wife is not on board with this. She says she loves the fact that she can see her grandkids every day. So this is not working out. The dad is thinking about leaving home. No one is taking him seriously. He needs to get out of there or get them out of there. Anyway, okay, we heard from me. We heard from Jay. Now it's time to hear from you, Junior. What you got? And then, of course, Nephew will hear from you.
I'm all on the lines with Jay, but I really feel for this man. I really do. Because he don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. He has no idea. I want to take what Jay said. I want to just build upon that because what we need him to do is we need to do it in a faster pace. And what I suggest, this is just me, turn your house into a strip club right away.
What? He's got a wife. He can't do that.
Hey. Like he got a wife, but like he's a manager. He's a manager, though. Because, see, these kids need to see some shocking stuff. Oh, they need a Mercedes to go right by and say, hey, how you doing, little man? See, they need to see somebody half naked walk by and say, hey, little man. See, everybody need to get out of here.
Are you crazy?
See, you can't control all this stuff that's going on. And I'm with Jay. You got to get out of this house right now, but it's your house. Don't leave your house. You got the 5-bedroom house you ever dreamed of. You got it.
Yeah.
Turn that 5-bedroom into a 4-bedroom strip club. I swear to God, we can get some action here. You need cigar smoking here right now. You need kids coughing. See, now we dealing with health issues. See
what?
See now,
you're crazy. Kids and,
yeah, well, you ain't got to lie to yourself. See, kids is coughing now. See, when kids say, in COVID, you got to go. You cough. You got to go.
We in COVID.
The daughter and the husband don't want to go, they say, because they can't find a good school system in that neighborhood.
Sure.
They can't afford
it. It's not about
a
education.
Home.
This is about more people being in the house. We're not caring about your education. See, first of all, all y'all staying in this house, we ain't care about no education.
Yeah.
We need everybody to get out fast as we can.
Okay. Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Tommy.
We got to be a little more serious and try to help these people now. You guys are y'all doing y'all thing. We got to at least have one person that's trying to be serious about this issue at the hotel. I really truly believe that what this man needs to do, he needs to get a toll booth built in his house right by the stairway. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, a stairway, here's the deal. You have to, you can't come downstairs unless you pay a toll. You understand what I'm saying? All right, all these kids going up and down. Every time somebody comes downstairs, that's $5. Every time they go back,
I like you don't have $5.
We need a toll. You need a toll booth in your house. Your kitchen, can't nobody use that unless they that's $30. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
You can literally buy them it's out like of restaurant. That. You can. I promise you, they're going to run out of money being at this house. Another thing, throw it in their face. Cook some. Have some barbecues. You can't have no plates. Plates is $20. When you want a barbecue plate, barbecue plates. When everything costs around here. And matter of fact, here's another thing. You got to be upstairs by 10, and you cannot
curfew.
Run. Hell yeah, and you can't run no water or nothing upstairs till 7 a.m. Do you understand?
I like that. Now that is okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
I like
finally.
That.
Finally. Yeah. Okay. Can't put a toll booth in the house.
We're going to slow some of this down. Toll booth. Water control, food control. That's it. That's all I got for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
Tommy,
you guys.
Tommy, you want to add to that? Toilet paper should not be free in this house.
Each little square is a penny.
Yes.
Each little square. Now you decide how clean you want to be, but each little square.
The choice is yours.
See, that's why y'all covering my whole point. Because I think that if you get it in a strip club, it's a cover charge. Hello?
That's right.
I know he's 5. That's right. I don't care if he's 5.
He's not going.
He can be put out.
He has to pay to come back in this house, though.
You just can't be walking around in here like that. Mm-mm.
And you got one DJ, Junior, for the whole strip club. Going to the bedroom, you'll have glitter. Get ready. In 5 minutes, he'll be coming to the strip.
Shirley, call it. We have the best idea.
This is crazy right here,
because
guys.
The private rooms call Shirley.
You know what, though? Bottom line, I don't like her husband. I think he should get his family out of there. Save up enough money.
What about your daughter?
Yeah, but of course she's going to stay. Those are her parents, but seems like he, as her husband, will want to take his family away.
But his wife ain't supporting him, though. I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either. All right, guys. Thank you, I think. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, here we go. Junior Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.